You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In. This is an Intelligent Medicine podcast. Thank you for joining me today, where I weigh in weekly on topics of interest, questions, and I'm very happy to receive your comments, your questions. If you want to email me, the questions at drhoffman.net, questions at drhoffman.net. Show of hands, as if I could see you. How many of you are suffering with nerve pain, neurological pain, you know, pins, needles, burning, that type of a thing? How many of you have a burning mouth syndrome or carpal tunnel or diabetic peripheral neuropathy, right? A lot of people are suffering with these types of conditions. First of all, in anything neurological, we always check for deficiencies like B12. And we have found people with peripheral neuropathies, cognition issues, burning mouth, to be low in critical micronutrients like vitamin B12. In burning mouth, folate, maybe iron, these are also involved. But B12 specifically. But today I'm here to talk to you also about the safety, efficacy, and indications for the use of alpha-lipoic acid and acetyl-L-carnitine in neuropathic pain. Now, the debilitating chronic symptoms of neuropathic pain result in decreased quality of life. If you suffer from this, you obviously know. But also, depressed mood and anxiety when suffering from neuropathic pain. And despite hundreds of dollars in monthly treatment-related costs, more than half of the people report inadequate pain relief. I know many of you have taken gabapentin, Neurontin, aka Neurontin, gabapentin. Some of you with great success, others of you with no success. Anyway, we have seen in practice, and also I'm here to bring you some scientific research about the benefits of alpha-lipoic acid as well as acetyl-L-carnitine. And the data of treatment outcomes from the available literature suggests comparable efficacy to currently available pharmaceuticals for the treatment of neuropathic pain, which is great. Meta-analyses of randomized controlled trials demonstrates that alpha-lipoic acid, ALA, can significantly improve neuropathic pain and nerve conduction velocity. Now, ALA has been evaluated in the treatment of multiple sources of neuropathic pain. You know, it's not just diabetic peripheral neuropathy or carpal tunnel syndrome, what about chemotherapy-induced peripheral neuropathy? That's a big one. Radicular nerve pain, burning mouth syndrome. Now, some common dose-dependent side effects may be nausea, vomiting, even vertigo. Now, that's a new one. That's interesting. So, two randomized controlled trials demonstrate that acetyl-L-carnitine exhibits neuroprotective effects, can regenerate nerves, and improve vibratory perception in the early stages of diabetic peripheral neuropathy. And in terms of adverse reactions, no significant differences were observed between treatment and placebo groups, implying that acetyl-L-carnitine is generally well tolerated. So, comparable efficacy in clinical trials, minimal side effects, lower monthly costs suggest that alpha-lipoic acid and acetyl-L-carnitine should be considered among the first-line treatment options for neuropathic pain. And you know, that's what we've done in practice, Dr. Hoffman and I. After ruling out any deficiencies that would be a primary contributor of these types of neuropathies, right, like B12, these treatments are beneficial. Did you know that approximately 15.7% of U.S. adults suffer from some kind of neuropathic pain, but mostly due to diabetic peripheral neuropathy? The other top list on neuropathic pain is postherpetic neuralgia. If you've had a bout of shingles or anything, that pain. And trigeminal neuralgia, which is quite painful. So neuropathic pain results from nerve damage caused by lesions in the nervous system. And that could be caused by surgery, by trauma, by stroke, or damage secondary to disease or toxins like diabetes, alcohol, chemotherapy, herpes zoster, which is shingles. And people experience chronic and maladaptive pain that persists even with treatment. Like I mentioned earlier, maybe you've taken gabapentin, which is Neurontin, with not much success. So, and then the first line agents for neuropathic pain have been antidepressants, topical lidocaine, something like that as well. So let's talk about the two micronutrients I'm talking about. Alpha-lipoic acid, it's a potent antioxidant with multiple trials demonstrating efficacy in the treatment of diabetic peripheral neuropathy. And in light of the therapeutic effects, the benefits of ALA, ALA has been further investigated for treatment of various other neuropathies. Chemotherapy-induced peripheral neuropathy, entrapment neuropathies like carpal tunnel, radicular nerve pain like sciatica, and burning mouth syndrome, with mixed results. So let's talk about the most popular nerve pain, diabetic peripheral neuropathy, DPN. Majority of the published research has demonstrated the safety and efficacy of both IV and oral formulations of ALA in the treatment of neuropathic pain associated with DPN. I've seen it myself with our patients, the oral administration of alpha-lipoic acid making a huge difference, you know, a good successful outcome. Now, earlier double-blind placebo-controlled randomized controlled trials, mainly in Europe, evaluated the efficacy of alpha-lipoic acid in IV formulations. So, researchers found improvements in nerve conduction velocity, amplitude, improved neuropathic pain symptoms that were similar to oral intake as well. So, there are two modes, IV intake, intravenous intake, oral intake. And another meta-analysis showed that 600 milligrams per day of intravenous ALA significantly improved neuropathic pain. So, multiple trials have demonstrated comparable efficacy of oral alpha-lipoic acid in the treatment of neuropathic pain from diabetic peripheral neuropathy. And this dispelled initial concerns about the inferiority of oral ALA. And I've seen it myself. I've seen people benefit from oral alpha-lipoic acid. So we're talking about 1,200 milligrams a day of alpha-lipoic acid, as much as 2,000 milligrams a day. Now, with regard to chemotherapy-induced peripheral neuropathy, there were mixed results. And with regard to entrapment neuropathy, like in carpal tunnel syndrome, oral treatment with alpha-lipoic acid, a 600 milligram a day for 2 months, demonstrated significant reduction in pain compared to controls. And with regard to radicular nerve pain, like sciatica, what they found was there wasn't a significant difference between intravenous and oral administration of alpha-lipoic acid. But they say that this was limited by a small sample size. Now, burning mouth syndrome, although there's some evidence to suggest that alpha-lipoic acid may benefit people suffering from burning mouth syndrome, a majority of the data suggests no significant difference from placebo. And a double-blind randomized control trial compared alpha-lipoic acid and gabapentin to placebo in the treatment of 120 people diagnosed with burning mouth syndrome. And after 2 months of treatment, the group of patients treated with a combination of oral alpha-lipoic acid at 600 milligrams a day and gabapentin at 300 milligrams a day reported the greatest improvement, with 70% of these patients reporting a reduction in pain. Now, let's talk about possible adverse effects. Oral doses of alpha-lipoic acid between 600 and 1800 milligrams a day have been shown to be safe and well tolerated. And this has been the range of dosage that Dr. Hoffman and I prescribe. So, nausea may be the most common experienced side effect, occurring in approximately 6% of people at doses of 1200 milligrams. And vomiting and vertigo are the next most frequently experienced symptoms. And like nausea, both illustrate a dose-dependent increase in frequency. I personally have not experienced this with our patients at all with regard to these dosages. Headache has been reported, but it's infrequent. So, now, as far as the dosing recommendations were explored in a multi-center, double-blind, randomized control trial with 181 people with diabetic peripheral neuropathy, comparing doses of 600 to 1800 milligrams a day, oral alpha-lipoic acid compared to a placebo. Total symptom score decreased significantly compared to placebo across treatment groups of all doses. Yet, there was a dose-dependent increase in nausea, vomiting, and vertigo. So what they're recommending here is maybe 600 milligrams. It's a good place to start. I found with many patients, 600 milligrams a day has not been enough. The 1,200 was kind of the Goldilocks number. Now, acetyl-L-carnitine has gained clinical attention for acute analgesic treatment of neuropathic pain. And both in the lab and in human research studies have, which is in vitro and in vivo, have demonstrated the neuroprotective properties of acetyl-L-carnitine in diabetic peripheral neuropathies. And further studies have investigated the utility of acetyl-L-carnitine in these neuropathies of other causes, including the chemotherapy-induced one, the radicular nerve pain like sciatica, the carpal tunnel. Yet the benefits of acetyl-L-carnitine in neuropathies of causes other than the diabetic peripheral neuropathy remains unclear. So the alpha-lipoic acid has a stronger indication with regard to its benefit. Now, acetyl-L-carnitine may alleviate neuropathic pain by promoting a decrease in nerve pain through expression of certain metabolites in sensory neurons that have been injured or that drive the pain responses. Acetyl-L-carnitine has an important role in mitochondrial energy, detoxification, all of that. It's very, very important. Now, in diabetic peripheral neuropathy, a Cochrane meta-analysis evaluating the use of acetyl-L-carnitine in patients with diabetic peripheral neuropathy demonstrated moderate reduction and approximately 15-point decrease on a 100-point visual pain scale in neuropathic pain among those taking between 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams a day of acetyl-L-carnitine. The effect of lower doses, like 1,500 milligrams a day, didn't differ significantly from placebo. So, additional reviews corroborate the superior efficacy of acetyl-L-carnitine in diabetic pain than in other causes of neuropathy. Shown that acetyl-L-carnitine has been shown to regenerate nerves and improve pain and vibratory perception. Now, this effect was found to be most pronounced in the early stages of diabetic peripheral neuropathy. You know, you want to nip things in the bud. And the acetyl-L-carnitine was more effective at doses higher than 2,000 milligrams a day than at doses lower than 1,500. Now, meta-analyses suggest that dosing higher than 2,000 milligrams a day show more benefit than lower doses. A dosage of 1,000 milligrams has not been shown to have a significant difference from placebo. And one randomized controlled trial found that the group of cancer patients receiving a dose of 3,000 milligrams a day of acetyl-L-carnitine demonstrated an increase of these chemotherapy-induced peripheral neuropathies relative to placebo. That's an interesting finding. Now, let's talk about any adverse reactions. A meta-analysis has shown that acetyl-L-carnitine is generally well tolerated without significant differences in adverse reactions. Reported adverse reactions in one randomized control trial included headache, facial paresthesia, nausea, vomiting, maybe abdominal pain, epigastric pain. Yet they didn't differ significantly between placebo and treatment groups. That's interesting. The power of the placebo group. Now, in another controlled trial, adverse reactions were more commonly reported in the placebo group than in the treatment group, which included dry mouth, neuropathy. So, Now, both acetyl-L-carnitine and alpha-lipoic acid have demonstrated safe and significant improvement in neuropathic pain management in randomized controlled trials with favorable side effect profiles, primarily when used for diabetic peripheral neuropathy. There is a larger body of evidence to support the use of alpha-lipoic acid for neuropathic pain than support the use of acetyl-L-carnitine, although both have demonstrated efficacy in clinical trials. Oral use of alpha-lipoic acid, in summary, has been shown to improve neuropathic pain in diabetic peripheral neuropathy, chemotherapy-induced peripheral neuropathy, entrapment neuropathy like carpal tunnel syndrome. Oral use of acetyl-L-carnitine has been shown to improve neuropathic pain in diabetic peripheral neuropathy, with some studies demonstrating its efficacy for antiretroviral toxic neuropathy. Wow. So, and conflicting results have been reported regarding the efficacy of acetyl-L-carnitine for chemotherapy-induced neuropathies, with that one study I mentioned reporting a worsening, which is interesting. So, overall, adult patients with diabetic peripheral neuropathy are ideal candidates for alpha-lipoic acid and acetyl-L-carnitine supplementation. And by the way, I'm bringing this to you from Integrative Medicine, a clinician's journal. It's the June-July volume, 2024, volume 23, number 3. Integrative Medicine, a clinician's journal. I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In. This is Intelligent Medicine.
I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover Intelligent Medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have, and should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.